you for joining the Cyber Shaman Show today. This is Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. I'd like to thank the Creator again for another beautiful sunny Sabbath here in the Pacific Northwest. All the cherry blossoms are all blooming and bursting in different colors of white and pink and fuchsia and purple. It's wonderful to be alive today, and I hope that you are all in a very good place, in a state of mind that is conducive to higher thought and to higher actions. And here at the Cyber Shaman Show, we just like to take a little bit of your time every week to try to give you a sense of rearranging and resetting your mind, body, and spirit. This is an opportunity to listen to information and hear thoughts and ideas that propel you forward in your own thinking, in your own understanding, and the way you see your body and mind and spirit as a unit working together. Today's topic is one of my favorite, and I'm very happy to be talking to you today about water. And a little later on in this show, we are going to have a special guest come on. Her name is Joy Saldia. She is a physical therapist. She's highly trained in energy medicine as well as physical therapy. And so she is going to talk to us today about her research in water as well. So adding to that, we're also going to be doing a session on the bioresonance biofeedback software that we do on a routine basis on the show. And today's client is going to be the planet's water. So lately we've been doing the planet itself, but now we're going to do something different today, and we're going to actually isolate the Earth's water. So we're going to do a session on it. We're going to see what health numbers we get from the water today. And once again, since we are part of this macrocosm, we are able to take some of these lessons, some of these choice information bits to ourselves. We can take them as a source of information for our lives. So whether we are looking at yourself or we're looking at the planet, there is a connection. So there is something that you, as the individual listening, that you can take, and there's a little bit of what we're going to cover on the planet's water that you can also take for your personal life and use for your well-being. The first issue that I want to talk about in water is in regards to Dr. Emoto's work, The True Power of Water, is his latest book, and he has a wonderful piece of a collection of work that talks about water, the importance of water, the spirituality of water, and the energy of water. And you may have already heard of Dr. Emoto, but a little bit about him is that he is a Japanese researcher, and he's gained worldwide acclaim through his focus on water. And he has graduated from an alternative medicine school called the Open International University. And he's basically focused on visually capturing the structure of water at the moment of freezing. And through high-speed technology, he has been able to show us the effects of different thoughts and different emotions on water. So I would recommend you, if you haven't already picked up Mr. Yamoto's book, or I would encourage you to look at the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, because that talks a lot about his work. And one of the things that really encourages me is that water is very easy to change, and you can cause changes in the water by just simple thought and the simple technology that you were born with. You can program your water. Essentially, you are just like praying for your water. So I would really recommend highly to all of you that whenever you fill a glass of water, or whenever you partake of water in any form, or partake of anything for that matter, that you pray for it. And what I mean by praying, specifically I mean by thanking the Creator, the one who created it all, whether it's your food, whether it's your Big Mac, hopefully not, but even if it's that, that you have a sense of gratitude for what it is that you're about to ingest to help fuel your body and fuel your health. Water is, like I said, the planet is a representation of us, and we are actually in very close relationship with the planet as far as the content or the amount of quantity of water in us and that which is in the planet. So as adults, as human beings, we have 70% or so water in our body. And at this moment, according to scientific understanding, we have the planet 70% filled with water. So there is a relationship there. Other scientists have said that there's also, and metaphysicians have also said that there is a relationship between the destruction of the Earth's forests and in relationship to the tendency of humans to have lung problems, or the epidemic that is going on with different lung problems. We can see that also shown in nature. So there's a really, really close relationship, and science is barely getting close to the speed that us metaphysicians and those of us who work with energy and the alternative fields have already believed in for a long time. Science is barely finally starting to catch a glimpse of what we've already known to be true. So don't be strayed by people who say, oh, that's not scientific, or that's not using science. Science is behind the ball. So with all due respect to science and scientists, they're doing their best. So there's no reason to get on them. They're just using the formulas that they have to make do with the information that they come across. So another simple topic that I like to talk about, because, of course, we like to nibble on information here on the Cyber Shaman Show, but we like to digest it quick enough for you to have something to actually use on a practical level. And so we don't necessarily always go in depth on everything, but the next topic that I wanted to talk about is what is was actually coined and put together by a doctor by the name of, he's known as Dr. Batman. He's no longer with us. He has a very interesting last name, but he's known as Dr. Batman. And you can actually find information on him at watercure.com. So watercure.com. And the basis for one of the basis for hydrating yourself on a daily basis is to use a combination of water, salt, and lemon, which is basically saline solution, which you will find in the largest bodies of water on the planet. And so, once again, we also to make a relationship between our bodies, our relationship to nature, and this water. So it's a pretty direct one. So I would recommend that you all who are listening, when you drink lots of water, that you rehydrate yourself with a saline solution of drinking water. And you do that by adding a couple pinches of high-grade salt and a squirt or two of lemon, and mixing that up together will help you when you seem to be drinking a lot of water and you're still not hydrated, or you just know that you are going to be drinking a lot of water and you want to make sure that you don't overly hydrate yourself, because there is such a thing as hydrating yourself to the point of dehydration. So in other words, you can actually drink so much water that you can be releasing prematurely minerals and electrolytes that your body actually needs. And this is the documented effect. People have actually died from drinking too much water. And that's a combination of also the swelling that happens in the brain from so much water. But it's also because you're dehydrating your body from minerals and electrolytes, and then you're increasing more water, and then your body doesn't know what to do, and so it starts storing it in places where it has room. And one of the places that usually has room is in the brain. So this saline solution combination is very effective and very useful to those who either drink a lot of water or perspire a lot or just have to go through and always feel thirsty. It's a great way, in a simple way, in a very cost-effective way to keep yourself hydrated. So if you haven't already understood the beneficial effects of water on the human body, it's easy to understand when you think of yourself as a battery. And what happens to you, what happens to your car battery when there's no more water in it. So we are electrical beings, we have electrical charges, and specifically working with the biofeedback software that I use, we use the definitions and vocabulary of electrical language to understand, because that is a fundamental basis of your body. Electrical synapses and electrical charges are the way that your body creates neurological loops, or how it sends information from one part to another body part, or from one cell to another cell. So we are electrical beings, and we need to support that fundamental basis so that the body and the brain can then do what it's intended to do through neurotransmitter synapses, through other chemical reactions, but the fundamental basis is water. One thing that you may or may not know is that man or woman can live without food, but we cannot live without water. So it's very, very super important. One piece of technology that I have come across, it's been a few years at least, but this technology has been around for a long time. It's called the Grander Technology, G-R-A-N-D-E-R, Grander Technology. It's Swiss, I believe. And this technology uses magnets, so they're not using electricity in the form that, you know, that comes out of your wall, but using magnets, they have developed a very handy tool, which is it looks like a pen, and you use it to stir your water, whether it's in your glass or in a jar or whatnot, and this balances the electrical charge at the atom level in the water. So it turns normal water, or shall we say, faucet water, into what is scientifically known as wet water. So wet water actually, because it's balanced at that electrical fundamental level, at the atom level, it is able to permeate through tissue and through cell walls much more easily than water that is sitting around in a plastic container for 2 years in a warehouse, or if it's just been sitting in a container, and the plastic is kind of bleeding into it. Water is not meant to be stored necessarily. It's meant to flow. It's meant to move. So whenever water stays stagnant or its container is not high quality, the water begins to take on the attributes of that which is around it. So once again, going along the work of Dr. Emoto, water is very open and susceptible to impregnation of information. So it's very important for, as you evolve as a human being and as an electrical spiritual being, that you also begin to use more sophisticated ways of taking care of yourself at a real fundamental level. And what I mean by the fundamental level is that there are things that you can do at a level which are simple and low-cost effective ways that send a cascade of, good responses because of what you did throughout your body. So instead of micromanaging, a specific neurotransmitter in your brain and, taking a specific neurotransmitter medication or supplement, not that you may not need it, but sometimes many things can be rectified by just taking and drinking more water and hydrating yourself with water. So I would definitely encourage you to look at this technology on the web and to also, begin to understand some other connotations of what water is. Water is wealth. Water is life. And it's important for us to see and to connect with other symbols of water and how they connect to the other facets of our spiritual, physical, and mental life. So at this time, I'm going to ask Joy Saldia, and she's going to be talking to you a little bit more about what she has found on her research of water. And I'm going to pass over the microphone over to her.
Thank you, Ricardo, for having me on the show today. Just a little bit of a short background on what it is that I do and how it is that I use water and the education of water in the practice of holistic healing. I'm a physical therapist with 10 years of clinical experience, and so a lot of the people that I work with on a day-to-day basis are severely dehydrated. So the main thing that I want to talk about is chronic pain and how that relates to dehydration, because inflammation is a sign of dehydration in the body. People that have chronic pain are often very dehydrated. It is pretty well known that a lot of people that are unhealthy often do not have the craving to drink water. In fact, I have had many patients say that they absolutely hate to drink water. So what I wanted to talk about just briefly and touch on a little bit of what Ricardo already talked about as far as the electrolyte replacement, drinking too much water, making the body dehydrated even more because the body is unable to retain the moisture when there is not enough sodium in the cells. So you can go back to your physiology books from high school or college and take a look at how sodium and potassium is used at the cellular level. And so when there is lack of sodium and potassium, then the body cannot function or metabolize in the normal way that it should. One of the most important things to know about dehydration and chronic pain is that when there is dehydration in the body, or let's say when there's pain in the body, there is always an inflammatory response. So whenever there is inflammation, the body leaves behind fibrin. And fibrin lays down as scar tissue. So oftentimes people think that the only way that you can get scar tissue is if you have an injury or a surgery. However, your body can also lay down scar tissue just by the pure fact of being dehydrated. So if you have inflammation at deep levels where you have pain, then deep down in the body, tissues are getting stuck together from these adhesions that are forming. And so that goes along a little bit with the work that Ricardo and I do, which is releasing tissue adhesions in different layers of the body's tissues, allowing the hydration to get back into those levels of tissues that are no longer healthy. So as a body worker, using structural integration techniques, which are techniques that release restrictions in myofascial tissues, we will find that tissues that are not hydrated will feel stuck together or sticky. And so when these tissues get very sticky, then water cannot get to those tissues to hydrate them, but also other fluids that are needed to bring nutrients to the body are also inhibited from getting to those deep levels. So as the body's tissues are released and the patient starts to drink more water, the tissues in the body become more supple. They feel softer rather than hard and stuck together, not being able to move and glide like they should. So there are many diseases that come about just from not drinking enough water. I'm just going to go ahead and look through Dr. Batman's book, one of his books that he wrote. He wrote several books on water, but one of the books that we have here sitting in front of us is called Water Cures, Drugs Kill, How Water Cured Incurable Diseases. So just listing off some of the things that he talks about in his book that are related to dehydration, I'm just going to list off several different things here. Heartburn can be caused by dehydration. Rheumatoid joint pain, low back pain, angina, migraine headaches, colitis, asthma, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, cholesterol, depression, chronic fatigue syndrome, lupus, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and the list goes on. So you can see that all kinds of problems can stem about from just not having water. If you cannot get fluid to areas of your body, then you cannot get nutrients to those places in your body. Therefore, the tissues in those parts of the body are not going to be healthy. So if your body is having a hard time at producing different types of secretions, well, if you're dehydrated, you cannot produce fluids in your body if you do not have fluids to produce them from. So just once again, just emphasizing, you know, a prescription of just real basic things for healthy living. Water is one of the key nutrients that is essential for the body to be healthy. I think we could probably spend a whole nother show just talking about chronic pain. So we'll probably just save some of those ideas and topics for another time. However, I'm just going to go ahead and pass over the mic to Ricardo, and he can finish up today's talk about water.
Thank you, Joy. Appreciate your knowledge and research. A couple articles that you can find on watercures.com. You can find some scientific articles on pain, on how to use water for pain and AIDS, for neurotransmitters, for your gastrointestinal areas, for your neurotransmitters of different types. Tryptophan, name one. So I would really like to recommend that you all take to heart a little bit about what we talk about water today, and just encourage you all to find very simple and practical ways to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. We like to keep things simple on this show, so hopefully a little bit of this was helpful to you. And we always welcome any kind of feedback that you may have for the Cyber Shaman Show, and you can reach me at integrativebody.com. That's integrative body.com. And you can also support this show by sending a donation through PayPal at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. We like to stay on this network for a while, and of course we would like to have your support, and if anything, we'd just like to hear from you. This is a opportunity for us to connect and make bigger and larger networks for those of us who are working at the level of the body, mind, and spirit. So thank you so much for listening today, and we look forward to touching base with you all again. We've kind of run out of time today covering some of the topics with water, so we weren't able to do the online or the subspace session with the Earth's water. I am doing it currently right now. We've just run out of time to actually talk about it. But I can tell you that we need some water, and so I would encourage all of you to get some water after this show, in between shows, and I'd like to wish you from the Cyber Shaman Show to all of you a wonderful week and a wonderful day and wonderful evening today. May you do what is good, may you do what feels good, and may you be as best as you can be. So this is Cyber Shaman Show saying thank you. Thank you, Creator, for another day. And hopefully we'll talk another day. Thank you so much.